The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, folks, these are unique, unusual times, and what a privilege that all of us have to meet together today. Welcome to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio on WRFD 880 AM and 104.5 FM, or whether you are listening in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1. It is such a privilege to be able to host my program today, as well as sitting in for Don Crow while he is away from the microphone for a few days as well. So I welcome you, and I want to give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Now, for those of you in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas, that is a phone number you're not accustomed to. But it does work. It wasn't about an hour ago. Almost all of the phones in our complete Salem media family went down. And I'm thinking, man, I'm going to go on the air with no phones. But they're up. They're running. They're working fine. So wherever you may be listening, anywhere, at least anywhere in the continental United States, this number will work for you. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-BOB-LIVE. 262-5483. Now, I have a whole stack of stuff to get to today. I've got stories about the coronavirus. I have a lot of stories not associated with the coronavirus as well. With that said, however, I would really like to hear how this virus, this pandemic, and all of the government reaction, whether federal or local, how this is impacting you personally. I'm serious. I'd really like to hear from our listening audience. You still have a job? I would imagine that many of you have been laid off. Some of you are wondering whether you'll get your job back. Many of you have your kids at home when they're not usually home. Many of you are wondering whether your senior in high school is going to be able to graduate. Many of you are uncertain about your employment, your job. Some of you may be uncertain about your health, particularly if you are an older individual, possibly with some underlying health issues. So I have all kinds of things to talk about. But I would love to hear from our audience today, how is this impacting you personally? Give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and just let me know how this is impacting you personally. I think it's almost therapeutic to be able to get it off your chest and talk about it. But then I also know this audience, both here in Ohio and in Washington, D.C., and I know that we have people in our audience who pray. And maybe you need some special prayer right now, your family. Maybe this is putting you into a real financial difficulty that you just did not anticipate. Maybe you're sick. Anyway, I would love to hear from you. Here is the number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Many of you are familiar with the name Dr. Ronny Jackson. He was the former, or is the former, White House physician. And there has been so much controversy. Is the government doing enough? Are they doing too much? The liberal left is criticizing Donald Trump, which, by the way, if a political candidate has 1 ounce of patriotism in their bloodstream, if they have any love for America, at a time of national crisis, and who in the world would deny that this is the time of national crisis? This is not the time to sow seeds of division about how the federal government, how the president is handling this crisis. This is not the time. And I personally think it is despicable for political candidates, or not just political candidates, but for politicians to use a crisis like this for their own political purposes. I also think it is inexcusable for the mainstream media to go beyond reporting facts and sowing seeds of panic and hysteria. I just think it's unthinkable. One thing I must commend the president for, I think he has really tried his best to bring calm and assurance to the American public. We're going to get through this. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult, but we are going to get through this. Anyway, in light of some of the severe criticism from some on the left, Dr. Ronny Jackson, who was the White House physician, has praised President Trump yesterday. He said, quote, "The president has done everything he needed to do in this case. He's acted quickly and decisively. He did what he has always done. He went with his instincts. He put together a top-notch team, and he was criticized. Despite that, he carried on and did what he needed to do for our country. He put the China travel ban in place. What's going on in Italy and Iran is not going to happen here, I think, because of the president's quick and decisive actions. I think we're going to be more in line in what's going on in South Korea and things of that nature. We're going to see that we got on it early. The president stopped it quickly, and it's going to save countless American lives, and I'm proud that he acted so quickly and decisively in all of this." That's Dr. Ronny Jackson, and by the way, he is no longer on the staff of the White House, so he certainly is not obligated in any way to be throwing a lot of praise in the direction of the president. Here in Ohio, there has been a lot of panic. Our governor has continued to take more and more and more strenuous steps. I'm not really sure about you folks in Washington, D.C., but here in Ohio, all of our restaurants are closed. Gyms are closed. Bowling alleys are closed. Trampoline facilities are closed. Fitness centers are closed. I think I said restaurants are closed. Bars are closed. The governor just today said, if you are 65 or above, stay home. Now, he hasn't ordered that yet. He has not mandated it yet. But it's a very strong suggestion. If you're 65 years or older, don't leave the house. So, once again, I am just curious about your thoughts on how the government has handled this and how this has impacted you personally. Right now, I've got two phone lines available, only two, at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Quick break, And we will return with certainly more of my comments, but also your phone calls. Again, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be right back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our listeners in Ohio on WRFD. And welcome to our listeners in Washington, D.C. and, of course, the surrounding areas on WAVA. Well, I opened the phone lines, and I kind of expected for them to be full. People want to talk about this. People want to discuss it, and I wanted just to give you the opportunity to talk, express yourself, ask questions. And so I've got full phone lines. If you've been trying to call and got a busy signal, which where in the world do you get a busy signal anymore? Well, you can hear. But be listening, and as soon as one of our callers hangs up, be ready to dial 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to begin this segment with Brandon, who is calling from Northern Ohio. Hey, Brandon, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
Thank you for answering the phone call, my brother.
My pleasure. What's on your mind?
Well, me and my woman, we're in our late 20s. We don't have kids, so we don't have the opportunity to go to what's going with the kids right now, where they're now talking about having them off for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But my godchildren, I'm worried about my godchildren if they're going to graduate. I got one supposed to go to college this year if they graduate. And in the winter. But our main worry is that we live up here in the Dark County district in the Miami County. And hospitals are even not letting people in. Companies are shutting down because of the worry about all this.
Now, has this,
and me and my friends.
Yeah, has this impacted you personally with your employment or your wife?
It has. It has. I work for a company that makes the styrofoam. It goes on automobiles, Honda, Jaguar, and it goes underneath your bumpers, all the airbags and stuff like that.
Wait a minute. And you mean the same styrofoam that's on a Honda is on a Jaguar?
That's right. We even make the styrofoam from Alfa Romeo.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right. Have you been laid off? Has this impacted your plant?
I'm laid off for 12 weeks.
12 weeks?
12 weeks because we can't get most of our distributors are, that we sell to are foreign companies with automobiles.
Oh, okay.
And we can't get our product in or out to make it.
Wow.
And our main worry is we talked to our landlord and stuff like that, and he's at the point he don't even care. And a bunch of my friends are like this, too, that he's still going to evict us because don't have no money coming in.
Well, the president today spent quite a bit of time talking about some relief, even cash check coming out to most Americans. Unemployment is being speeded up dramatically. Most of the red tape associated with unemployment is being done away with. So, Brandon, I would encourage you as soon as possible to check with to check on unemployment. And there is very possible that we're going to have some relief from the federal government as well. I certainly hope so.
Amen to that.
All right, Brandon, thanks. Hang in there, brother. All right? Trust God.
You too, friend.
All right. God bless you, man. Good to talk to you. Yeah. Thanks so much. To Jim in Columbus, Ohio. Jim, you're up next. Welcome.
Well, I've been blessed to run into a job. I was looking for some type of income. I took medical transport, and I've really been intimate with the Lord, reading a lot of things. And it seems like it's a best fit for me now with all the spirit of fear that's running around. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why we can't see as Christians. This is a very great opportunity because the precautions we're taking now, we should also take them when this is all over as well, don't you think?
Many of them, certainly. I mean, it's always been wise to use proper hygiene, wash your hands, and so forth. I tell you, I'm a hugger and I'm a handshaker. I miss that. I really do. I like contact with people. So,
that part is the extreme part.
Yeah.
But the hygiene part, you know, godliness is cleanliness. These are the things that the people of the world are embracing now. I think there's going to be a great return to the Lord in the midst.
Well, and that's my ultimate prayer, Jim. That's my ultimate prayer, that there will be a great spiritual awakening, not only here in America, but around the world as well. God has used plagues, you know, to bring nations. I was thinking this morning about Egypt, the most powerful empire on the planet, and God used a plague to bring them to their knees. And I'm praying that for America and the rest of the world. Hey, Jim, I'm going to try to...
I said one more thing. I said sure. That to my pastor when this was in China. We prayed for the Chinese, but I said this to the pastor. This is to bring them to their knees. They have problems with people that love God. And it's my belief that at the end of this, we'll have more godly Chinese in a more godly world. I'll say no more, Mr. Bernie.
Well,
continue your great work.
Okay. All right, Jim. Thanks. I appreciate it. Concerning China, there was already a massive moving of God's Spirit in China. I mean, there has been a revival that has been spreading across China now for several years. A revival such as we would love to see here in America. So one of the things we can pray about are our brothers and sisters in Christ in China, because many people are suffering in China, and those who have professed Christ are the least of those that the communist Chinese government would be concerned about. So, and you know, several people today have brought up 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you read the context, it's immediately after the dedication of Solomon's temple, and they have had a week-long celebration of worship and praise. And immediately after that, God says to Solomon, it's not going to last. And these same people that are worshiping me today are going to turn their back tomorrow. And when that happens, I'm going to have to bring pestilence and disease upon them again. And when I do, then, if my people, which are called by my name, my people. So the secret to revival in America is not revival in the government, but in our churches. It's we who hold the key to revival.